start recording and then we can like talk about how we want to open it, and then we'll just cut where we're going to open it.
Maybe the opening of each one should be us talking about how we're going to open this one, and then we actually, and then we do it.
Maybe. I don't
like it starts with us having this conversation.
Yeah.
Talking about what the opening's going to be.
Instead of the opening music.
then cue the music, and then we do the opening we've just talked about.
Okay. Alright.
A peek of
So how are we going to open this one?
Right.
I think we should, the pre-opening opening, where we talk about the opening, should be this bit.
Yeah, definitely.
That we've just done.
The bit we've just done and are currently doing. And then... So, what if... Okay, nothing special for the first one.
Nothing special. Don't want to scare people
no,
off.
No, we want to keep it... We want to keep it kind
Fuck,
of...
Fuck, these guys are too good.
We want to keep it vanilla-ish to begin
with. Vanilla-ish? That's very you, I suppose.
Hey. And then we'll... should we just do like a standard hello and welcome sort of thing?
Hello and welcome.
Yeah, that's it. We've got it.
Wow. Podcasting is easy.
Cue the music.
Smiling makes the day go quicker. Life begins to turn around. Upside down comes round again. Here's that crazy chaos you call. Smiling makes the day go quicker. Life begins to turn around. Upside down comes round again. Here's that crazy chaos you call home.
Hello and welcome.
Oh, yours are scarier than mine.
Sorry.
Hi, welcome to Aidan and Joe's House of Corners. Hello. This is the first one that we've done.
Hello, my name's Aidan.
Mine's Joe, as you probably could have guessed from...
And welcome to our house.
Welcome to our house of corners. There are somehow more vertices than there are spaces.
It's geologically, no. Geometrically impossible.
Yeah. Well, I don't know enough about
it. I don't know enough.
But yeah, so this is a podcast that we do because we thought we're funny. And it's selfish, if anything, to deprive other people of our private conversation.
Yeah, so I should have said, instead of welcome to our house, welcome to our ego boost, our little private masturbation
or
session.
Or even more, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be
we'll
thankful.
We'll put our PayPal in the comments, and you can just send us money for however much you enjoyed it.
Right.
So the premise of this is with each... So in our house, we've got loads of little corners, each with their own theme.
It's a decorative masterpiece.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's a big house. So much so that, like Hogwarts, neither of us can know everything about the house. So Aidan and I each have these corners that we know about that the other doesn't.
We're telling each other about them before your very ears.
Yeah, neither of us knows what we've each got prepared. It's going to be funny. It's going to be scary. Ooh.
Oh, we've got to do a Halloween special now.
Oh, Halloween special. Oh, yeah. Right. So we're recording this on the 17th of October. A little peek behind the curtain there. Which means that we've got time to make the next one sufficiently spooky. God, can you imagine the second episode being a
Halloween
themed
special.
One?
That's bold. We're diving in there.
Italicized, you might say.
Right.
Okay, so, and do you want to get started with our first corner? Take me over, through the hallway.
So, Joe.
Yeah.
Come this way.
Yeah,
Follow me over here.
Oh, it's colder.
And it's, well, we're going for quite a broad corner here.
Hold on.
It's pretty... Shut up.
I've got heavy footsteps.
We're not doing that. That's okay. Not a bit of a
We'll see.
Well, it's quite a shallow angle, this corner, because we're going quite wide, quite broad.
Oh, ow, my head. Ow,
yeah. Well, no. There's plenty of headroom.
How did I hit my head?
You could say there's... Because you're an idiot, because you hit yourself on the head. There's too much room.
Oh, no.
Welcome to Success Corner.
Success Corner! Ah!
So the main thing in Success Corner is... How are we going to be successful with this? What are we going to do to make this work?
What, the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
We got, like, this is a beast. This is a business meeting now.
Oh, shit.
Welcome to the boardroom.
You have ambushed me.
We're talking strategies and marketing.
Fuck. Okay, right. How are we going to make this podcast successful? Right, so what do other podcasts do that make them successful?
Hear me out.
Okay.
We're talking...
I'm hearing.
I'm speaking. We're talking collaborations.
Yeah.
and celebrity endorsements.
At the same time?
Yes.
Fuck.
Simultaneously.
Collaborating and endorsing.
A coordinated pattern of attack based on other people telling other people that we're good.
Wow.
That's my...
Gosh.
That's my theory on podcasting.
Okay. Now, you, hear me out.
Yeah.
I think costumes. Now, I know it's a podcast.
Joseph, have you noticed there's no camera to accompany this microphone?
You don't know. There could be cameras anywhere.
It's true. 2017.
The horrors of living with me. There could be cameras anywhere. But, yeah, costumes. I would be 100% more likely to listen to a podcast if I knew for a fact they were wearing a penguin costume.
I mean, perhaps, but what if someone listens for the first time on, say, episode 10, if we get that far?
Yeah.
They don't know we're in a costume. Like, well, they'd have to listen back to work out the costume bit, which I assume we're planning now.
They have to listen back. So now they've listened to all our podcasts, making us successful.
Okay. Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Let's combine these things.
Ooh.
So we get someone on, say... So
we get Michael Fassbender to wear a fireman's uniform.
See, no. I'm thinking... Best platform for celebrities?
Yeah.
Twitter? Yeah.
Ooh.
We want some Twitter-active celebs.
Twitter-active celebs.
So, apropos of nothing, I've just pulled up Patrick Stewart's Twitter page.
Patrick Stewart, brilliant.
2.9 million followers.
Oh,
hold on.
Sorry, Aiden, I know you bring up the Patrick's Twitters there, but I can do you one better. I've got his number here. One sec. Oh, hold on, it's ringing. Hi, is Patrick there? No, I've answered it now. Stop it.
Hello?
Aiden, can you put Patrick on the phone?
Oh.
Is Patrick there?
Hi, I'll just get him for you. Tea, Earl Grey, hot.
Hi Patrick, it's Joe. Ringing from the House of Corners?
Ah, yes, my favourite house.
Yes, you've got lots of houses that you like, haven't you?
Lots and lots of houses. Yeah,
not many nearly as have as many nodes as we do. That's another word for corners.
But it's a most appropriate word.
Yeah. So Patrick, we were wondering if you could help endorse our new podcast that we're running.
Right, yes. How would you like me to do that?
I'm not sure. Let me ask Aiden. Aiden, can you tell Patrick?
Hiya, Patrick. So if you could just record like a little sample for us, if you could just like say what you like about...
Hold on, Aiden. You went out, you came back into the room then and Patrick went back out. I've never seen you two in the same room before.
Did he leave? Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, we've scared Patrick off.
I think he doesn't like me.
Ever since The Next Generation, he's been very...
He's been very touchy, has Patrick. Pat's stew. He's been a bit off.
Well, hopefully he'll send us a nice tweet or something. I think that was a good corner.
That was, yeah.
Successful.
Yeah, we'll a successful success corner, which we'll probably follow up in private.
If anything, we kind of left it.
Yeah.
Prematurely, but I don't know. Okay, Aiden, would you mind following me out of this room?
Take me by the hand and lead me down this dark tunnel.
Well, I won't do that because your hands are quite clammy. But
it's because I'm nervous about our first podcast.
We're going to go to the old, the old timey fashioned lift in the foyer.
Oh yeah,
yeah, with the railings that you had to slide. Oh, they're so rusty.
Whoa, listen to that.
Oh,
not pre-rendered sound effect.
It's creaking. gosh. Oh, say hello to Bill. Our lift man.
Hi, Bill.
The man in the... Hello. The man in the lift.
Is he played by Patrick Stewart?
He's not played by Patrick Stewart, but he does bear a striking resemblance, and I've also never seen you both in the same room before. It's a good thing that lifts aren't rooms. So he's going to take us up to the third floor. How many floors do we have? We don't know.
I don't know.
Numbers don't go up that high.
Numbers don't mean anything here.
No.
Apart from the angles by which we measure the corners, they are very important.
Okay, well, we're taking a bit too much time.
We are.
Let's run to this hour. Okay.
No, that's not a bit we're doing, Joe. We're not.
Here we are. Here's my corner.
Hey. Oh,
this is a corner I like to call We Need to Talk About Kevin Spacey. let's have a look in the recent news of Kevin Spacey. Now, the Mirror...
Comparatively, I want to say this is a very narrow corner.
It's very... Ooh, you can't quite fit in there, can you? Not a lot of space. So, the Mirror is a newspaper here in the UK where we...
I love that you're anticipating this going international immediately.
Yeah.
Episode one.
Hello to Canada. All our listeners in Canada. The Mirror very graciously has agreed on our behalf to do a website just about Kevin Spacey. This isn't a joke.
What?
The Mirror has got, it's mirror.co.uk/Kevin Spacey or something.
Right.
And anyway, so I found some celebrity news about Kevin Spacey, and I'll read you the headline.
Okay.
Kevin Spacey has a swear-off with Gordon Ramsay in new trailer for The F-Word.
Wow.
Yeah, and sub thing, the pair had a profanity-laden conversation in a clip of the chef's new series of The F-Word in the US. Now, I haven't seen The F-Word, and I'm assuming...
Stands for fuck.
We can't know that because they're very ambiguous in their titling. Mm. But I think it's also supposed to be it's fuck and food. You know.
Well, I think they. I wish they'd be clearer about it.
I wish they would.
I wish they'd just call it either fuck or food.
I prefer it to be a Venn diagram with two very mutually exclusive circles. I don't want any fuck in my food.
equally, food while food in the fuck is not exactly appropriate. Unless it's specific.
Yeah. on this webpage, there's a video of... I watched this video.
Okay.
And it's got Kevin Spacey and Gordon Ramsay just after barbecuing, and they're just doing a lot of swearing. I'll read you the article. Chef Gordon Ramsay is known for being a very sweary man. We all know this.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like he's met his profane match in the shape of actor Kevin Spacey. Now, I like how they don't say that's actually Kevin Spacey. It's someone that's the shape of Kevin Spacey.
What?
No, it's a joke. The House of Cards actor is appearing as a guest on the US version of the appropriately titled The F-Word and decided to swear the house down with his host. They're not even in a house. Maybe they swore it down before the video started videoing. In a trailer released for the new series, which begins stateside on 31st of May, Kevin and Gordon swear at each other a whopping 17 times in less than a minute. The pair are outside having a conversation after Gordon barbecuing and the swears fly thick and fast. I don't like that phrase at all.
What?
Thick and fast.
I think that speaks more about you than it does about the phrase.
I just can't stop thinking about semen. Then there's a picture of Kevin and Gordon outside on the barbecue. Kevin's looking kind of jolly. He's got something in his mouth. Let me show you.
Okay.
He's chewing. Gordon's looking at him almost with a fatherly.
I think
respect.
If we're able to find a way to attach an image to the podcast, that should be the image I
prefer just explaining it. So Kevin's wearing a sort of dad costume. He's got a jacket that's half zipped up with a white polo shirt underneath. And Gordon's looking rather unemployed. He's just got a grey shirt on that's looking very wrinkled. No ironing there. And there's subtext that this says, Kevin and Gordon get sweary for the US version of the F word. And then there's another picture of Kevin looking angry with his mouth in an O position. And sometimes Kevin is very good at swearing.
always an angry boy. No,
it sounds like a mother that's gone to a teacher's meeting saying that Kevin's done a lot of swearing. Well, Kevin's very good at swearing.
Kevin is very good at swearing.
Kevin's very good at swearing. And then there's another picture.
We're so very proud.
There's another picture with the two being happy together, enjoying a nice bit of camaraderie. The pair swore countless times in the short clip.
Not countless, 17 times.
Although we all know the people at the Mirror have a very difficult grasp with numbers. Kevin, 57, is the first to swear, addressing someone behind the camera with, excuse me, we're fucking filming, while eating a mouthful of food. Well, that's just rude.
It's just rude.
It's just rude.
I think it's part of his legendary acting process, though.
Is he getting into the fuck?
I think more so he's getting into the Gordon Ramsay.
Not
in the literal sense, but I think perhaps...
See, I was thinking of the literal
sense. Over the course of this series, we're going to watch the assimilation of Gordon Ramsay into Kevin Spacey's repertoire of characters until there is no Gordon Ramsay. And we just haven't... Oh, Joe.
I had a snotted nose.
Right in the middle of my
little your spiel. Sorry, go again.
No, you ruined it. You ruined it with your snot face.
Oh, you're right, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You see, this is the thing. I love Kevin Spacey. Find me one person that doesn't like Kevin Spacey.
I imagine they exist. Probably
his evil twin. All the neck and pace.
Let's not go there.
Neck and pace.
Let's not go there. I was going to say all his jealous contemporaries who wish they were as good as him.
Yeah, led by Neckins.
Stop it. If he's his twin, he'll share a
you
surname.
You know, like Raven and Neighbor.
Yes.
It's exactly like that. Next. Gordon then praises Kevin for his talent before rewarding his own, saying, "You actually say it with such charm. I think my fuck-offs are better. I get to the C and the K quickly." So there's a kind of
So is Kevin going, fuck?
Yeah, he's drawing it out.
Fuck! Where's Gordon? Fuck!
Yeah.
Fuck!
Anyway, after more swearing and an impromptu impression of former US President Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah, it's me, Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton on the lintel.
I invented lintels. Gordon finally admits defeat and exclaims, "Damn, I've been out fucked." Oh, brilliant.
That's good.
I wish I could have seen Gordon out fucked.
Yeah.
And then there's some more pictures and some more. No, these subtitles are quite appropriate.
Mm.
Back in March, Gordon swore his face off when he hosted ill-fated series The Nightly Show.
I hope he recovered. It's a wonderful thing they can do with modern surgery, reattaching
faces. No, this is the thing.
Faces.
Gordon's face is notoriously very slippy, and sometimes it can just
He is
off.
A loose-faced man, if ever there was one. Yeah.
The famously potty-mouthed chef, the famously slippery-faced chef, the F-word, a whopping 16 times during the half-hour show. This is The Nightly Show.
Another whopping?
Yeah. Whopping!
Whopping!
Whopping! 16 whopping. But that's not all. He also said, and there's a... So they come up with three swear words, each with asterisks in the middle.
Okay.
And I just can't quite work them out. So listeners at home, this is a fun game. But that's not all. He also said S, asterisk, asterisk, T, eight times. Could be...
Salt?
Salt.
Mm. He was a salty boy that
very
evening.
Very salty. So he also said salt eight times. A, asterisk, asterisk, E, once. Ache. He's getting on.
He is getting on. You can see it in his slippery, loose face.
You can see it in the muscles that make up his expressions. And this is the one that I actually had trouble with. B, asterisk, 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 Y. That's four asterisks.
Ooh.
Bocce.
Bocce. Is that the right number of letters?
It's not even a word.
Well, listeners at home, if you think you've got the answer...
Phone in!
On this number.
Three.
I was leaving a pause.
I know
so the number could be added in afterwards.
Pause. So, he also said salt eight times, ache once, and bocce once. The Kitchen Nightmares presenter is famed for his foul language and slippery face, and viewers lapped it up, not his slippery face.
Oh, God, no.
One viewer even took to Twitter to suggest that Gordon was by far the best presenter yet and should have his own show. God, imagine if Gordon Ramsay had his own show.
Wow.
And this is the thing.
Why has no one thought of that yet? I'm going to move this chair because you're moving it back and forwards and ruining
my leg. Sorry, guys. Sorry about the audio. And this is how the article concludes. The famous chef retweeted the suggestion and answered, "Yes, chef, dot, dot, dot."
Ooh. What does that mean?
Yes, chef.
Are we chef?
It's game club.
Are we yes, chef?
Yes, chef.
But hang on, chef. What if I don't want to, chef?
Chef, put your face back on. It slipped off.
Ah, yes, chef.
That was silly.
That was weird.
Right, I think we've talked about
Kevin. Branched out into ASMR.
We've talked about Kevin.
I think we got into Gordon more than Kevin.
I think Kevin got into Gordon more than anything.
Right, okay.
That's this corner.
Would you like me to grab you by the scruff of the neck and lead you on?
You already have. Ow, ow.
Be quiet. It's good for you.
It's not good for me. My neck is... supposed to be anyway
as we go down the stairs
ow, I fell
down the dusty cobwebby
you're dragging
stairs.
Me down them
yep it's, and we're keeping on going further
are
down
are you going to show me the cask of the Amontillado
into the dusty basement
what's behind this wall
did you know we had a basement
I didn't
we did.
Assumed but I never looked
well we're going through the basement
oh.
to a dark dingy
it's musty
long forgotten corner it hurts
it hurts to breathe
ow my lungs
my eyes
And looking, if we peer into this corner with the torch,
I don't want to.
The torch. Welcome to History Corner.
History.
Yeah. And Joe.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a man called Jack Churchill?
Jack Churchill.
Also known as Mad Jack Churchill.
Mad Jack. Oh, I'm intrigued.
So, this is a man who was born in in 1906 and died in 1996.
Born? Died?
Shut up. And he was a very interesting character in the
Second World. Sure.
He's the only recorded occurrence of someone using a longbow in a war in the 20th century.
You fucking what, yeah, mate?
So, the story of Mad Jack Churchill goes...
I'm already satisfied.
It begins with... well, I think a good place to begin is the D-Day landings.
As good as any.
Where he arrived in his landing craft. You know, like Saving Private Ryan's, bullets everywhere.
I thought more spaceship. When you said landing craft.
Okay. But yeah, Saving Private Ryan style.
Man putting his intestines back
but
in.
But that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And Mad Jack Churchill...
He just can't seem to get those intestines back in.
He walks up the beach with bagpipes playing Scotland the Brave.
No.
Yeah. Doesn't take cover. Is apparently as calm as anything.
Helps a man get his intestines.
He then proceeds to fight with broadsword and longbow for the duration of the war.
I can't believe he won the war for
us. Yeah. And here's the reason why this podcast isn't in German. Well, for all our German listeners, very sorry. Because
tune in for next week and we'll be doing it
in German. It'll be a spooky German episode.
Spooky German episode.
Yeah. I just thought I'd tell you that story.
Yeah, like, I'm happy.
I've got nothing more to say
about
it.
That was really good. A small corner, but nonetheless satisfying.
Let's see. I've got his Wikipedia page.
I've got his Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to look at if he's said.
I can't believe he's fought with a broadsword. What was he doing with the fucking broadsword?
I don't know.
At what point do you get close enough to a soldier with a gun to use a broadsword? That seems
one.
Ambushing.
Yeah, like...
Broadswords are big, aren't they?
They are very big. Like, think
like two hands.
Highlander.
Yeah.
Like...
Fucking Claymore stuff.
Yeah, we will fight them on the beaches with our swords.
With our big sword.
The sort of a cross between Churchill and Mel Gibson.
Oh, right.
In that.
I don't think I've ever seen Highlander.
No, I'm...
I feel like
Highlander,
I have now.
Not Highlander.
The one with the Scottish fella.
The one with Mel Gibson.
The one with the Scottish
What's
fella.
What's it called?
We all know.
Braveheart. Yeah.
Mad Jack Braveheart.
Yeah.
That was a good corner.
Thank
I'm
you. Just a little one.
Yeah.
Not as gargantuan as yours.
Not as gargantuan. Well, you know, we need the meat. Okay. So, we're going to go back up the stairs. Going to keep going up the stairs. A little spiral staircase. Ooh, everything's looking modern. It's all looking shiny.
I'm
we're
blinded.
In the future. We're in the future. Where there's internet and websites and... Ah, gosh.
Virtual reality.
Oh, we found ourselves on Twitter. Now, this is a corner.
Ooh.
It's a very shiny, very nice-looking corner where I find a tweet and I read you the replies.
Ah, hang on. Oh, wait, we're entering Twitter. Oh, gosh, it's smelly.
Oh, there's numbers everywhere.
This room has begun to stink.
What?
Doesn't matter.
No, go on.
Some listeners will get it. It's fine.
Will they?
Hopefully.
Okay, well, yeah. If you got it, like, comment, and subscribe.
If you didn't, like, comment, and subscribe to find out when we explain in part two.
This is a part where I read you the replies to a tweet, and you have to guess what the tweet is.
Oh, what a good corner.
Yeah, it's a good corner.
I feel like you've outdone me in all forms of corner. You've put thought into this, I've just looked at stuff and been like, yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, so here we go. So, this is a tweet. I'll give you one hint. This is from Cole Hirsch. The original tweet is a picture and a caption from Cole Hirsch.
Who's that?
Cole Hirsch used to be a Viner before the platform got taken down.
Is he the annoying one?
He's not annoying.
No.
That's mean. Don't be mean to Cole Hirsch in our first podcast. Well, say sorry to Cole Hirsch.
I'm very sorry, Cole Hirsch. I shouldn't have done
that. Say sorry!
I'm really sorry, Cole Hirsch. I'm sorry.
Yeah! Okay, so picture and caption. It's around, the tweet was sent on, when was it sent? Fuck. 15th of October 2017 at 1:41 PM. 406 retweets, 4,439 likes.
Wowie.
You're joking me. And 23 replies, some of which are his. I won't read you all. Replying to Cole Hirsch is Opie. Opie.
That's Japanese for boobs.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. They do have like an anime logo. But you know, let's not judge. They say, I showed you my pumpkin, please respond. Harmony Smith says, I thought it was an elephant. Andreas Bartleboo says, a talking elephant? Dylan at Spooky Dill on October 15th says, ooh, before you click on the picture, it looks like you're in that 70s show when they smoke weak in the basement.
Smoke weak.
That's what they say. Cole Hirsch replies, is that what they were doing? And Dylan at Spooky Dill, October the 16th, takes him a day to realise his error. Weed. Ha ha. Devin at Leather Shirts. No! replies
what
saying,
is Cole Hirsch's
smash
fan
it
base?
And try again. That shit sucks and she would hate it.
Oh,
Devin's angry.
Oh my.
Angry with his leather shirts. Carly, ooh, this is a big hint, says, you listening?
I'm listening.
You're listening.
I'm listening.
He's listening.
Are you?
You need to carve one that says Ninky Minjaj. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going through. Brochial Manxiety
at
Captain Miranda, October the 15th, says, Steve from Blue's Clues, Duller Brother Stove.
Excuse me, Joe.
Yep, you heard.
Could you repeat that one?
I shan't. Stephanie G, another hint here. Stephanie G says, glad you worked through those wild, wild thoughts.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. A little clue on the floor.
I smell a clue.
Did you pick it up? Did you? Frank says,
a blues clue?
I'm proud of you, Waldo. Nice comment from Frank.
Waldo?
I don't know.
As in American Wally.
B says, why you look like the killer from The Lovely Bones? Which is a question I ask myself every day.
That's funny, because the people listening don't know what you look like.
Erika at Atake Name on October the 15th says in caps, I hope this goes viral!
For those of you at home, Joe just ran away and shouted out from another corner. Annoying corner.
Yeah.
Just so that...
And that was annoying
corner. Just for a bit.
Just for a bit. No, I think it'll sound good on the podcast. what do you think? Do you think you can get it?
Well, okay. Going off the date...
Yeah.
We're in the spooky month.
The spooky month. Month of spooks.
Get your decorations up, kids.
Yeah.
A decoration... A traditional decoration is... Mm. Well, the more traditional one is the squash, but no one carves squashes anymore.
No one carves squashes. Losers carve squashes.
Losers carve squash.
Idiots and fools.
Squash idiots carve squashes.
Anyone who carves a squash, you're not an idiot or a fool.
Yeah, no, we're fine with that. It's okay.
Yeah, the opinions of the people producing are not necessarily the opinions of the people producing.
Oh, I wanted to say... Oh. So...
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's a pumpkin.
A pumpkin?
Is that part right?
I won't tell you. Come up with the whole thing.
A pumpkin... carving of some form of pop star.
Ooh, okay.
Or an elephant.
Or an elephant.
Because...
What pop star do you think it is?
Well, I'm not very au fait with the modern music,
I'll give you
I'm
another
afraid.
Clue. I'll give you two more clues. One of them's quite good. Emma Pearson at Two Step and River Rat on October the 15th says, you ain't dot your eye.
So there's words.
Yes. Right. And here's one more. Twitter didn't, this is completely true, didn't initially show it me. At the bottom of the replies, it said, show any more additional replies, even ones that may have some official offensive contents.
Oh.
And I clicked show, and one reply came. Magnet, at Mike Lemonhead on October the 15th, says, you can die happy just in time to spook your neighbours. Oh, I'm offended.
Oh, it's so offensive.
I'm repulsed.
We should report him.
Yes, okay. What do you think? You ain't dot your I. What does that mean?
Oh, so there's a word.
There's a word.
On the pumpkin.
On the pumpkin.
That contains the letter I.
That contains the letter I.
Is it a name?
It could be.
Is it?
Is it? Tell me. This is the part of the beauty you got against.
So
consolidate your clues.
So I'm thinking elephant. There's elephant clues.
I would disregard the elephant.
Okay. Moreover, is that kind of a red elephant?
Yes, exactly.
crimson. There's Ninky Minaj.
Ninky Minaj.
Ninky Minaj. But he said you should have carved Ninky Minaj.
Yes.
Is it a carving of Rihanna?
He's only gone and got it!
Only gone and got it!
Oh my god, look at that! There's Cole Hirsch, smiling, holding a pumpkin that says Rihanna.
Rihanna.
That slightly looks like an elephant. That's what that reply was about. The outline of the... Well done.
Thank you.
That was a successful corner.
And I just want to apologise for that clap, which doubtless blew many ears.
We'll put a warning on saying, watch out your earphones.
What's that? Ooh, careful.
Ow, my eardrums.
My earburns. Ooh. That was a fun. That was a fun little corner.
You got another corner?
I've completely forgotten them. In a panic about how good your corners were compared to mine.
That's okay. I've got a couple more.
Yeah, take me to somewhere new, and I'll get my old brain juices flowing.
Okay. This one's on the same floor, just across the hall. Ooh, it's warmer.
Ooh,
ow, ow, ow.
Bit spicy, hot.
My feet get covered in your asbestos, but don't breathe in, because we're going into what would they do in a house fire corner. This is a corner where we discuss what two major celebs would do in a house fire.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So our major celebs today are Jennifer Aniston and Jason Statham.
Right.
What would they do in a house fire?
Okay. So
the setting is Virginia. They're in a big country house.
The year 1975.
They're in a big country house. They've got Jennifer Aniston, Jason Statham, both big names in Hollywood, surely know each other, surely got each other's
They're in the house together. They know.
Yes,
yeah,
they're in a house together. They're probably just enjoying a weekend away, maybe with their family. Let's say they brought their family. Okay. They've got their parents upstairs. I don't know if they have any kids, but they haven't brought them. They're left with a babysitter behind. Okay. We don't put kids into house fires on this show.
No. Unless they're child stars.
Yes,
like,
and bad people.
Who have grown
So they've got their elderly parents upstairs, quite old.
Oh no.
Yeah, quite difficult with stairs. Oh. No stair lift, it's a country house.
Yeah.
It's all made of wood, and they have a dog. Big dog.
What's his name?
His name's...
Ross.
Blender. Don't know what. No, it's not Ross, that's bad.
Sorry.
So Jennifer Aniston, Jason Statham, in a big country house. It's a dry day, very dry, very hot. It's all made of wood.
Crisp grass.
And a match from a cigarette. Or no, that's not...
Do they smoke?
No, I don't think they do.
Don't want to cast any aspersions.
Jason Statham might vape.
He seems like a vapor, but like, privately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, no sparks from vapes. Oh, that's what happens. Jason Statham drops his vape and stands on it, somehow causing a spark.
An electrical fire.
The electronics, yeah. And it catches onto the dry wood and creates a house fire. The house is on fire.
So,
what are their actions? What do you think they do?
I'm thinking Jason Statham.
Yeah.
He is a known...
Man of action.
Man of action.
Action man, if you will.
Like, he's going to fight the fire.
He's going to punch the fire.
No, not like,
oh.
In a firefighting sense, not a physical fighting sense.
That's less exciting.
I mean, he could perhaps strap fire extinguishers to his fists.
Oh!
And like... wail furiously on
the flames.
You
have no idea how much I'm into this. Jason Statham.
With his CO2 punches.
Extinguish man.
Oh, yeah.
With his CO2 punches. Foamy fists.
And he's got the other type on his knees.
The other type on his arm.
So like...
But he's... Oh, they're really... Like, he kicks off and like breaks the bottom and he's flying around.
Yeah, hovering.
He's hovering.
As he sprays, extinguishing fluid and gas.
Yeah.
Fluid and gas all over the fire.
Yeah, meanwhile.
But it's not good enough.
Meanwhile. Yeah, the fire's still going.
He's holding it back, but it won't.
We need to get those parents and dog out.
He's not going to win.
So, he's only holding back the
meanwhile,
fire.
Meanwhile, Jennifer Aniston, she gets on the phone. To all of her Hollywood A-list friends.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Yeah. Because if there's one thing about Jennifer that we know is that she can pull in favours.
Yes, I understand. But Virginia, the state famously named after Queen Elizabeth,
because she was
not very close to Hollywood.
No, but thankfully, not all the Hollywood big shots spend all their time in Hollywood.
That's a good point.
Mm. I mean, America is vastly big.
So, no.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about it for in a very UK timescale where it doesn't take more than a couple of hours
to
get
Canada
anywhere.
Canada listeners, we are in the UK.
Yes. Sorry about that, Canada listeners.
Sorry,
I know
Canada
it's very, very Eurocentric of us.
Yeah.
She gets on the phone and ask other people to pull in favours with people they know in Virginia.
Ooh, yeah. Friends of friends.
Friends of friends, which is appropriate for the star of Friends.
Wow. I got whiplash. Okay, so she's on the phone, gets people to come over. Who's she got?
Meanwhile, she's coaxing Gran and Grandad down the stairs.
Matt LeBlanc has
using his touching voice to calm them down.
Yeah, Matt LeBlanc has sent his friends that he has in Virginia.
Yeah.
He's got loads of friends in Virginia.
He's got loads.
He's a really friendly guy.
I
can't understand how Matt LeBlanc doesn't know me. He's so popular.
He's so popular and nice.
Yeah.
Matt
LeBlanc.
Hi, if you're listening, Matt.
Get at us.
Hi. We'd love to get to know you.
Call us on three. That was a callback.
If we haven't cut that out.
No, we won't have cut that out. That's really funny.
Okay.
Fuck you. Matt LeBlanc's on his way with his pal, with his horde of people. Mm. Jennifer Aniston is constructing some sort of ramp, maybe?
I don't know what her engineering skills are like. I feel if she made a ramp, it might be quite flimsy.
I agree, actually. Okay, so the...
Oh! But what, I tell you what, it's easier to make than a ramp.
Go on.
A sled! Hook Blender to the sled, because he is a big dog.
Get yourself a mattress and fly down those stairs like a 7-year-old while their parents...
With Nan and Grandad, get them...
Get them on a mattress. They're flying down the house, evacuating, but also rediscovering their sense of childish wonder.
Meanwhile, Statham's onto his last fire extinguisher, battling furiously.
He's puttering. You know in Iron Man, when he goes up and it gets too cold, things start freezing.
The opposite That's problem.
What's happened with him?
Opposite problem. He's got too hot.
He's got too hot.
He's sweating
Jason
down
Statham.
His bald head.
Yeah, and there's lots of shots of him looking very sexy.
Yeah. Oh, everyone's aroused.
Everyone is.
Even his elder...
Hot, both in a literal... And figurative sense.
Even his elderly parents are struggling not to see it.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston's getting very uncomfortable with the way her mum is looking at Jason Statham. So the parents are out, the dog's out. How do we get Jason Statham safely back on landing?
I don't think he gets out.
You don't think... lose Jason?
I think Jason is such a hero.
No.
But he's going to fight that fire to the end so that Jennifer...
Transport a fire.
So that Jennifer can get her valuables and... precious belongings out
Jason
of the house.
Jason Statham valiantly sacrifices himself for Jennifer Aniston's iPhone 10.
Yep.
God, what a hero.
What a hero.
R.I.P.
I'd like to think that I could do the same.
Lost but never forgotten. So that's what they would do in a house fire. That was great. That was really good.
I'm glad you filled my mind with that. I had a fun...
Wait for next time on what they would do in a house fire.
What they would do in a flood.
In a flood. Ooh, are we going to explore all natural disasters?
Well, we'll get around to them.
Okay. What would they do in the collapse of the space shuttle? Ooh.
Whoa.
Anyway, you'll have to tune in next week for what they would do.
And don't worry, it'll be spooky.
Ooh, spooky. What are they doing in a zombie apocalypse? Oh. Okay. We're on to something here. Tune in, folks.
Right, Joe, let's get out of this hot house.
Oh, take me away.
Take me away to a much cooler corner.
Take me away.
The cool corner... In the world of showbiz.
Ooh. Showbiz corner. Feels very, very cynical.
Owie. But very specifically, I saw this headline.
Yeah.
And it's presented me with a number of different pieces of information.
Ooh.
You can take a lot from this one headline.
Oh, brilliant. That's a good headline.
You ready for it?
So ready. Give it to me.
It's on CBR.com.
CBR. CBR.
Jared Leto.
Ugh.
Confirms involvement in Tron 3.
Oh no!
What is going on there?
Oh, no!
What is going?
It's quite clear what's going on there.
Yeah, but
it's dubious.
So,
like,
it turns out Disney are rebooting Tron again, even though it lost so much money the last time.
Who was in that? The fella from Big Lebowski.
Kevin Bridges,
Kevin Bridges.
And his son, played by. Oh, who was
he
it?
He was Tron.
He was Tron the whole time.
He was Tron the whole time. Maybe Tron was the friends we made along the way. I haven't seen Tron 1.
Tron was inside you all.
And I doubt I'll see Tron 3.
I saw the second Tron, and it's a poor film.
Oh, no.
It's got Michael Sheen in it.
Michael Sheen?
Yeah, just being a weird guy with a laser. Like, he's got a staff, right? He's got, like, a cane.
So he plays himself?
What? and the son of Jeff Bridges, Mr. suddenly Trump he's got laser powers, like, out of nowhere. Like, it's kind of cool.
What Jeff Bridges
but also, you're looking at it like, why has Michael Sheen got laser powers?
His
character is Sam Flynn.
No, what's his first name? Who Bridges?
Jeff? Did I say Kevin? What?
Never mind.
What? What? No, hang on. No. Wait, let's pause. Let's pause Showbiz Corner and let's take a dive into Joe's mind corner and see what on earth he was asking
there. Jeff Bridges' son was called.
Well, I was about
like, in real life.
I don't know if Jeff Bridges has a son.
I thought you said Jeff Bridges. Oh, not
his
not the actor Jeff Bridges.
The character's
son. I thought
you
were saying.
No. This
Mr. Bridges.
No,
Jeff Jr. was also in the film.
No, we're currently in universe.
Right.
Deep
okay.
in the Tronverse.
Okay. Oh, it's not nice here.
Garrett Hedlund.
Garrett Hedlund.
Yes. What's
that
he
sounds
in?
Like the nemesis of Michael Bay.
He has been in...
That was a good joke. That was a great...
Oh, yeah.
There we are.
Oh, I like that. He's in the 2015 film Pan.
Pan?
Mm, which is...
A cooking film.
No, it's about... It's a Peter Pan prequel featuring Hugh Jackman. It's probably the worst Hugh Jackman film there is.
Don't you mean a Hugh Jackman?
It's rough, man.
I have a lot of time for Hugh Jackman, and I will support any of his endeavours.
So do I. Pan is not one of them. Gareth Edlund's career is just a list of Eragon.
Eragon?
Troy, which, you know, some people like, some people don't.
Troy? Oh, Troy.
As in Troy, yeah.
Troy. As in the film Troy.
I think it might be that Tron Legacy was what killed off a promising career for poor Garrett.
God,
probably making
a third one.
Yeah.
Oh, Are you going to see it?
Well, I kind of...
Hold on, I have to burp.
Jesus.
Sorry about that.
That's what fizzy drinks will do to you, kids.
Fizzy drinks!
I kind of want to see Jared Leto in a Tron context.
What would you like to see Jared Leto in most?
Period drama.
Period drama?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have him be like a...
Once a month.
Wah, 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 wah. That was bad.
What would I like to see Jared Leto in? Jail.
Oh.
Jail for me. Twisting, subverting the expectations of the joke. No, I would want to see Jared Leto in, you know, one of those shows where like people go to a derelict place and look for ghosts that won't be there.
Yeah,
I want Jared Leto to be one of the ghosts.
Yeah, and he just sort of like, "Hi, I'm Jared Leto."
No, Jared Leto. So the people go there. They're in the basement of this weird place, and like it's all spooky. And then they start asking, "Hello, is anybody there?" And you just hear Jared Leto just completely overplaying being a really bad. Really bad. Oh, no.
Yeah, so...
Right.
His career is on the up and up, it would seem.
Yeah, fuck. Christ. Okay, well, that was a good point.
So let's escape this...
I like the corner. I don't like the subject of the corner.
Method acting corner.
Okay. Why don't we go to our final corner today? We'll have this one, okay. And then we'll break it off. So we're going up some more stairs. We should be reaching the top of the house, but somehow we never will, it seems. Another spiral staircase, although once we get halfway up it, it seems almost Escher-esque. Ooh. Like somehow we're upside down now.
Ooh.
And you can see yourself walking backwards.
Singing a song entitled Yeah.
So this is somehow we seem to have travelled no space, but travelled an endless amount of time. We're in Riddle Corner.
In what?
Riddle Corner.
Riddle Corner.
Riddle Corner. Mm. I've got some riddles for you here.
Riddle me this.
Yes. And I will talk with a strange voice throughout the whole thing.
Please, God, no.
So we're on riddles.fyi.
Okay.
That's the website.
I feel this is going to be a rich resource in future.
Well, hopefully. So we've got some riddle categories here. I'm not joking. And they're all categorized. It's got, you've got a name, and then you've got an emoji.
Okay.
That somehow describes what the riddle is. So there's good riddles.
Ooh, what's the emoji for that one?
Which implies all of the others are bad riddles. It's like a colon capital D. Yeah. Kids riddles, which is a little man with his tongue out.
Oh, licking all those kids.
No! Funny riddles, which is a ha-ha face. Best riddles, which is a winky face.
Wait, so they're better than the good ones?
You would think. You would think. And very winky. Like, I feel like I'm in an alley and someone's... I got the best riddles over here, kid.
We got the best riddles.
Stop it! Opens his jacket, shows a load of Rolexes and some fucking good riddles. Easy riddles, that's just a smiley face. Easy. Hard riddles, which is one of the eyes bigger than the other.
Ooh.
And like an underscore for a smile. Ooh. You know, so it's like...
having a really hard time.
Fuck! It's hard. Brain teasers, which again, one eye bigger than the other, but a sort of like a squiggle as a mouth, like,
an S?
My brain is being teased. And this is my favourite. Math riddles, and it's a man with sunglasses.
Yeah! Naturally.
Math riddles. Okay, so what are you feeling? What are you feeling?
Hit me with your best riddle.
Ah, oh, fire away. Okay. Riddle me this, Amy. What turns everything around but does not move?
Ooh, turns everything around
but does not move.
But does not move.
It's turning things around, but it is static.
Interesting.
I've got the answer in front of me.
Is it...
Go on.
Some form of sign?
You tell me. Is God but saying
am,
something?
Am I warm or cold?
Warm in that it's an inanimate object, but cold in the way that it's turning something around in a different sense.
Oh, okay.
Like, comment, and subscribe if you get it, if you get the riddle. If you want to pause feel, now, feel free and work to it out on yourself.
Shout into your headphones, we won't hear you.
Okay, think of one more thing. Think of one more thing that it might be, and then we'll say people to stop, and then they can figure it out.
Is it...
What turns?
What's that?
What turns everything around? But... does not move. What could it be, Aiden?
I'm thinking about perhaps a round about. Tell me when you won't
see your sister again. You know what? I feel like
a roundabout or
pause the,
a traffic
pause
circle
the
for our.
Until you're
let
ready.
Me finish. Let me finish, Joe. Or a traffic circle for our foreign people.
A traffic. Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it in America. Traffic circles. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Pause the recording. Figure it out for yourself, and when you play it again, we'll tell you the answer. Okay.
And now they've got it paused. Talk shit about them.
I hate the listener.
So bad.
So nasty.
Right.
Relevant pause. What turns everything around but does not moving?
Tell me, Joe.
It says it's a roundabout. Riddles.fyi says a mirror. I know.
That's really disappointing.
That's the best riddle.
That's their best riddle.
Yeah, it's the best riddle.
Oh, can you hit me with an easy one?
Let's go for a funny one.
Okay.
These aren't. Right. Why do Chinese men eat more rice than Japanese men?
Oh, no. This isn't bad, is it?
It's not bad.
Okay. It feels like we're straying into some...
No!
Terrible territory.
No.
Okay.
Riddles.fyi is... It's fun for all the family.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Math games are the coolest.
What? Why? I can't
because there are more Chinese men than Japanese men.
Yeah? Yeah, they're not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to go back to Riddles Corner.
No, I had fun with that riddle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll escape from the if you can.
We'll perhaps pre-plan the riddle next time.
I feel like a different man from coming out from Riddle Corner. You know, I feel a little twisty and turny. Okay. Well, so I feel like we're coming to the end.
Yeah.
Of our House of Corners for the day. We found ourselves in the foyer.
I've been exhausted by this tour, I must say.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh well. Okay. That's fine.
Going to have a nice little nappy in that corner.
Oh, don't say nappy.
Well, it doesn't mean anything outside the UK. Diapers, I swear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, again, you're thinking international-wise.
Yeah, hey, you started it.
I did start
I'm following up the theme.
So, this is the end of Aiden and Joe's House of Corners for this week. We'll see you out the door. But before we do, we'd just like to say thank you so much for listening.
This is the thank you corner.
Yeah, this is the thank you corner. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. If you're one of our friends... fuck off.
Yeah. tell other people. Don't listen to it yourself.
Yeah. If you know us, send it around to people who don't know us.
And hey, don't be mean.
Don't be mean.
Because this is our first one. I know that I was really bad.
Oh, come on. People can be mean.
Don't be mean.
It's a free world.
Yeah, but my instruction to them, which they can choose to disobey, is don't be mean.
Okay, so we're going to get out of fascism corner for a fucking second. send it around if you can. Share it to people who don't know us. If you got a time, rate it. Because apparently that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Leave a comment. Or just basically do all the things that you would do with a piece of media.
Because the best form of marketing is word of mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like movie posters.
We haven't got the budget for those.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That's it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Here's some closing music. No, that'd be some proper music.
Smiling makes the day go quicker. Life begins to turn around. Upside down comes round again. Here's that crazy chaos you call home.
Ah, it's me again.
Surprise!
The closing music's happened, but I'm still here. I stayed behind to do an extra little thing. Sorry it took so long to put this episode up. When we recorded this, it was the 17th, but since then, 11 days have passed. I'm an 11 days older and wiser Joe from the one you've just heard. literally, I've learnt nothing. We'll try to have the next one up by Saturday with a spooky and fashionably late Halloween episode. Ooh!
You scared?
Yeah.
Emily's scared. Yeah, just a quick thing to thank Alex Burns for lending us her remarkable graphical talents and designing our very snazzy even, cover artwork. So snazzy, so shiny. I look at it every time I go to bed. Also, I know we already said, but it really would mean a lot to us if you left a rating or shared the episode or even told a friend about the podcast. Just tell a friend, just ring them up now. I'll wait. Nah, I'm not going to wait. Okay, that's all I had to say. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week. Click on the next episode. If it's there, you could be in the future for all we know. Bye.